This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Nick Week, who's the Senior Product Manager at Fiopta. Nick, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So this is a really interesting podcast. We're going to be talking about something that is increasingly important to a growing number of our readers, and that is optimizing Microsoft Teams collaboration with monitoring and analytics. And you know, it has to be said, there's never been a time when doing that has been more important, both because Teams has become more distributed than ever, and Teams is now handling a larger distributed workforce than we've ever had. So let's dive into that in just a second. But first, Nick, what is Fiopta?
Sure. So we are a software company. We make monitoring and analytics software for collaboration systems, and we help organizations around the world to improve performance, so helping the quality of collaboration, as well as drive what we call business outcomes with collaboration. So being able to operate more efficiently, get the data out of their platforms, and translate that into to different business outcomes.
Now, you know, as we were talking about just a second ago, an increasing number of people are using Teams, and the people using Teams now have a very distributed workforce. So why do I need monitoring and analytics if I'm using Microsoft Teams?
Yeah, and worth noting, we're having this conversation in the fall of 2020 here. And what we've seen from the Fiopta perspective, you know, when everything went down with COVID in March, in the U.S. at least, there was this overnight acceleration of industry trends. You know, people were considering cloud, people were considering the likes of Microsoft Teams and Google Meet and other cloud platforms like WebEx and Zoom, but all those timelines got accelerated drastically. The adoption went up overnight, and essentially what happened there is the business model of how organizations are getting work done completely shifted, whether it's, you know, entirely remote, somewhat remote. Now people are getting work done over Microsoft Teams. So why now for monitoring and analytics? Really, it comes down to having a purpose-built solution is ultimately going to help you cut costs in supporting this and get more value out of this tool. And so on the cutting cost side, you know, this is one thing we've been really excited to see industry analysts. I know Numerity's put out probably the best numbers and quantitative analysis of this. Having a specialty tool like Fiopta, a purpose-built tool for things like Microsoft Teams, is cutting operational costs in their math to the tune of 28%. So that's on a per-license basis. So when you think of the costs here, and hey, it's a cloud-based system, you know, what are those incremental costs? This is everything from, you know, scaling your teams to meet that demand, to troubleshooting, to, you know, again, overnight, there was this massive shift, and being able to support these teams with native tools, it can help, but the specialty tools, especially something like Fiopta, that can piece together, you know, multiple parts of the Microsoft ecosystem. So and you could have Cisco endpoints with the text of interop calling into an experience that is, quote unquote, Microsoft Teams. But those OEM tools don't have those other perspectives where Fiopta does. And then going a bit deeper there too on the performance side, we're able to add in our algorithms, our, you know, expertise on things like video quality that are lacking from admin centers. And as video is more pervasive, you're really needing to make sure that that's there for that performance level. So there's really the cost cutting side and helping to scale those teams. And then the upside is really organizations are now delivering their services over, you know, collaborative tools like Microsoft Teams. So making sure that the performance is there, that your employees are engaged and looking at productivity and the data coming off of these tools like Microsoft Teams in a clean environment that's multi-vendor like Fiopta is, it's cutting costs, but also, you know, really helping the top line because collaboration is such a critical part of service delivery now.
Now, what's life like without this tool?
So without it, it's going to be, you know, tough on a number of different levels. So I'm thinking specifically of one of the large enterprises we work with today. they implemented our Microsoft Teams monitoring and analytics and were able to quickly disseminate this to all of their frontline level one folks to immediately help them troubleshoot, as well as the level two and three architects making decisions around that. How do we manage in this new world? How do we make systemic, quality issue decisions and architectural decisions? Because Vyopta is purpose-built, we can help with those level one folks to deflect a lot more of those issues. And we can also provide the granularity and expertise that the architects and directors need to make big decisions. So without this, you're really, one, hoping and honestly, especially mid-market or enterprise, kind of grasping for level two to support the massive amount of issues and user questions that are coming through, because frontline IT teams really aren't equipped to use the OEM tools. And so without it, those core architects, directors, and collab professionals are pretty swamped, where with something like Vyopta, we've seen with all things COVID and Microsoft taking off, the actual number of users logging into our platform is skyrocketing because there's more of a level one need and a need to really help the frontline IT folks with a purpose-built tool. And then the other thing I would add to that is, again, this is a very Microsoft Teams-focused kind of point in collaboration time right now, but the Microsoft ecosystem is not entirely Microsoft. Again, there's interops, there's endpoints, there's the voice edge and expressways getting out to PSPN. Being able to monitor all of that and have analytics on all that's going to help both those decision makers and collab, as well as the frontline folks helping with performance management.
Now, I understand since we last talked back in the spring, you had some updates too.
Yeah, so really when the world changed in the spring, our focus at Vyopta was how do we help with performance management in this distributed world? And so there's kind of twofold there. So yes, it's the deep coverage of Microsoft Teams, but with the other UCaaS providers that we support, so WebEx, Zoom, BlueJeans, Pexip, there's a number out there that we can go in and get additional data from APIs. So things like IP address, where people are calling in from. Vyopta, adding in the value add on algorithms to look up, is it in the office, on VPN, is it outside of the office? So really getting more data and then doing more with that data for a remote use case, that's been one of the big pillars throughout the summer that we've been pretty focused on. And then the other has been usability. So while it may seem somewhat surface level, to the point earlier, the number of users in our tool has really skyrocketed. We have now gone out and gotten to the frontline IT folks. So it needs to be dead simple to use. It needs to not have a massive instruction book. You need to understand how to solve problems when they come up. And so we've really invested heavily in making the experience clean, clear, and easy for frontline folks to use, as well as getting much more data to support the UCaaS and remote working situations.
Could you give me a couple of examples of where, a company had started using Teams and then they adopted your solution and what the results were?
Sure. So across the board, we've seen some really impressive uptick in terms of adoption of our platform, and then what we monitor for Microsoft Teams has obviously been picking up significantly with such a big shift to working from home. So the one example that I wanted to lead off with, which I'll go a little bit deeper here, is one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies using us to monitor Microsoft Teams. They've been a client of ours for I believe 5+ years. And overnight, the number of users on Vyopta skyrocketed because they needed their frontline folks to be able to support the volume of issues coming through with Microsoft Teams. That was one good anecdote there. I know across the board, and we have to revise these numbers post-COVID here, but in general, with a purpose-built tool like ours, we've seen, I believe it was 17% increase in quality. So the actual quality of the tool from day one to day 365, or quality of performance, I should say. So being able to have a purpose-built tool like ours is both driving adoption, but making quality much better, because you're making better decisions, you're catching issues before they occur with our alert engine. So that was another big improvement there.
And do those improvements then translate into money saved or money earned for the company?
Yeah, I think that the easiest one to quantify is going to be on that, you know, money saved. And that's where the Nemerity study is really great, with the, you know, specialist tools like Biopter are saving 28% on operating expenses. That's going to be probably the hardest dollar there. Where what's a little bit of a softer path to ROI is looking at, you know, improved quality. While, you know, 17% improved quality may be kind of tough to put a dollar to, you know, the second that's a big sales pitch or an executive, you know, board review that you avoided those critical issues, those angry emails, and are able to, you know, move the ball forward with a sale or partnership, that's the one that's a little bit harder to quantify. But I do think, you know, looking at the cost-cutting side, that's definitely something that's there. And I think there's an argument against that too, which is, well, you know, hey, that's not going to save me money today. But if you look at the growth rates of, you know, collaboration usage, and you look at the fact that IT teams really aren't getting that much more budget, certainly not to grow headcount. And this is true for MSPs as well. I mean, that's how they, you know, look at the bottom line. How can they scale to support more usage? Usage is going up into the right and through the roof. And being able to, you know, in the future, cut those costs and reap that benefit of the, you know, 28% cost saving, I think that's ultimately where you look at kind of quote unquote free growth of usage without growing your teams. I think if you're to look at any other, you know, business unit and say, hey, if we're, I mean, pre-COVID, it was tripling every 2 years in terms of video minutes. That's now obviously much greater. Tripling every 2 years for other business units, you're probably getting more investment. You're getting the CFO's attention and you need to scale. The expectation of collab professionals is really incredible that they're able to support this. They're not getting their teams to grow. For MSPs, you know, the more you grow your team, the worse your margins. So I think that's something that really, when you think of ROI, being able to scale, leverage the level one teams that are out there, have a purpose-built tool that adds in incremental value and on things like call quality, on things like, you know, alert engines proactively avoiding issues, which is really where we shine there. I think that's the ROI story that's a little bit more forward-looking, but it is definitely resonating quite well right now.
Now, is there a channel opportunity here?
Yes, absolutely. So we do sell our suite of products, including the Microsoft Teams coverage, through the channel. We have a direct field team as well. So either route is something we've started to see a good amount of traction in over the summer, particularly with Microsoft Teams.
So, Nick, I want to thank you for coming by and talking to us today about the importance of Microsoft Teams collaboration, monitoring, and analytics, and what that contributes to both the functioning of teams and also really the functioning of the company. So where can we learn more about Viopta?
Sure. So Viopta.com is our website. That's V-Y-O-P-T-A. I get that question a lot. And there we have different pages broken out by industry, by use case, as well as technology, where you'll find Microsoft Teams has its own page there. You can learn more about that. And then also in terms of the different folks listening, you know, whether you're representing an MSP or a channel partner, or you're an enterprise, small, medium, or large, looking to see how other customers of Viopta are using our solution, you can go in and find those different pages all at viopta.com.
You know, I think you've brought up another important point for our listeners, that it sounds like your product is a little bit specialized for some industries too.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see, you know, in higher ed, telemedicine, really where the need has been very strong recently. We've seen a good uptick there in terms of, you know, where performance management of collaboration is a part of your service, if it's, you know, education or certainly, you know, telehealth. That's been some big ones. But honestly, across the board with all things COVID, it's become so critical for internal collaboration. And the uptick in Microsoft Teams has been so pervasive that we're really starting to diversify quite a bit in terms of the different customers coming to us.
Interesting times for the Teams community, and very interesting to hear about how the how your product and also Teams itself are being used. But for now, I want to thank you for joining me, and we'll look forward to maybe diving into some of those verticals on the next one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doug. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.